Chapter 1. The Book. Ho Chi Minh City in the summer. Sweltering by anyone's standards. Needless to say, Artemis Fowl would not have been willing to put up with such discomfort if something extremely important had not been at stake. Important to the plan. Sun did not suit Artemis. He did not look well in it. Long hours indoors in front of the monitor had bleached the glow from his skin. He was white as a vampire and almost as testy in the light of day. "I hope this isn't another wild goose chase, Bottler," he said, his voice soft and clipped, "especially after Cairo." It was a gentle rebuke. They had travelled to Egypt on the word of Butler's informant.
"No, sir. I'm certain this time. Guyan is a good man."
"Hmm," droned Artemis, unconvinced. Passers-by would have been amazed to hear the large Eurasian refer to the boy as Sir. This was, after all, the third millennium. But this was no ordinary relationship, and these were no ordinary tourists. They were sitting outside a curbside cafe on Dong Kai Street, watching the local teenagers circle the square on mopeds. Nguyen was late, and the pathetic patch of shade provided by the umbrella was doing little to improve Artemis's mood. But this was just his daily pessimism. Beneath the sulk was a spark of hope. Could this trip actually yield results? Would they find the book? It was too much to hope for. A waiter scurried to their table.
"More tea, sirs?"
he asked, head bobbing furiously. Artemis sighed. "Spare me the theatrics and sit down." The waiter turned instinctively to Butler, who was, after all, the adult.
"But, sir, I am the waiter."
Artemis tapped the table for attention.
"You're wearing handmade loafers, a silk shirt, and 3 gold signet rings. Your English has a tinge of Oxford about it, and your nails have the soft sheen of the recently manicured. You are not a waiter. You are our contact, Nguyen Xuan, and you've adopted this pathetic disguise to discreetly check for weaponry."
Nguyen's shoulders sagged.
"It is true. Amazing."
"Hardly. A ragged apron does not a waiter make." Nguyen sat, pouring some mint tea into a tiny china cup.
"Let me fill you in on the weapon status," continued Artemis. "I am unarmed, but Butler here, my, Butler, has a Sig Sauer in his shoulder holster, 2 Shoik throwing knives in his boots, a Derringer 2 shot up his sleeve, garrote wire in his watch, and 3 stun grenades concealed in various pockets. Anything else, Butler?"
"The kosh, sir."
"Oh, yes. A good old ball-bearing kosh stuffed down his shirt."
Nguyen brought the cup trembling to his lips.
"Don't be alarmed, Mr. Xuan," smiled Artemis. "The weapons will not be used on you."
Nguyen didn't seem reassured.
"No," continued Artemis. "Butler could kill you 100 different ways without the use of his armory. Though I'm sure 1 would be quite sufficient."
Nguyen was by now thoroughly spooked. Artemis generally had that effect on people. A pale adolescent speaking with the authority and vocabulary of a powerful adult. Nguyen had heard the name Fowl before. Who hadn't in the international underworld? But he'd assumed he'd be dealing with Artemis Senior, not this boy, though the word boy hardly seemed to do this gaunt individual justice. And the giant, Butler. It was obvious that he could snap a man's backbone like a twig with those mammoth hands. Nguyen was starting to think that no amount of money was worth another minute in this strange company.
"And now to business," said Artemis, placing a micro recorder on the table. "You answered our web advertisement."
Nguyen nodded, suddenly praying his information was accurate.
"Yes, Mr. Master Fowl. What you are looking for? I know where it is."
"Really? And am I supposed to take your word for this? You could be walking me straight into an ambush. My family is not without enemies." Butler snatched a mosquito out of the air beside his employer's ear.
"No, no," said Nguyen, reaching for his wallet. "Here, look."
Artemis studied the Polaroid. He willed his heart to maintain a calm beat. It seemed promising, but anything could be faked these days with a